So, Dave Weiner here. So, I know how to win in 2020. And I also think that Trump should be impeached by the House and removed by the Senate, and that both things can happen in parallel, that we need the backstop of being sure Trump doesn't win, and we need to impeach. Now, I can't do anything about the impeach, but I really think I can tell you how we can make sure Trump doesn't win. And so here it is. Trump basically is a TV character. A lot of people know this, agree with this. There's not a whole lot of debate about it. If there's a real person underneath there, he was buried long time ago. Over the 90s and the zeros and the teens, Trump perfected a public personality. And that just is who he is. And it won the election. And why did it win the election? Because he controlled TV. The only things that got out onto TV, for the most part, about him were the things he wanted to get out, and nothing but him got out, okay? So unless you can invent another Trump that's a Democrat to run against him, then we can't do what he does. We can't have another TV character president. I mean, it would be great if, like, Martin Sheen had political, ambition. He would be a good Democratic candidate to run against Trump. Not that he would be a good president. Neither of them would be a good president. But Martin Sheen would give us a choice. I mean, who didn't love The West Wing? I mean, I recommended watching, in fact, I did this, binge-watched the West Wing TV show all through the campaign in 2016 so that it would give my soul a little bit of soothing for the battering it was taking and considering the mere possibility that Trump would be president. And it worked. I mean, it really kept me in a good mood. More or less, because I digress. I was also listening to the West Wing podcast at the time. And my God, those poor guys after Trump won, they had to keep doing the podcast. And it was like, and I listened to it and it was like, oh, this is coming real to me in a whole new way. And it was very real, of course, when Trump won. It was one of those moments where we all wanted to go back to sleep because reality was just so unthinkably awful. I mean, what did the future look like with Trump as president? Well, it's turned out a little bit better than I thought it would, actually, or not as bad as I thought it would. But don't worry. Some of that is that the shit that he's doing is just feeling normal. And the other part is, it could happen tomorrow. There's no reason. Anyway, so... So if we can't put up a candidate, if Martin Sheen or somebody like Martin Sheen isn't available to run for president, then the thing we have to do, okay, is, and if this means Trump is going to be on TV, news, totally dominating the news, right, then we have to compete with him on that basis. We have to put up news about Trump that is so compelling that he, it'll compete with him. Some of the things Trump will do will, make the headlines. And I'm not talking about the news headlines. I'm talking about the social media headlines, the office water cooler headlines, the things that you and I talk about, the memes, right? And some days it'll be his meme and other days it'll be our meme. And so how do we do that? I don't know the answer to how we do it. I think we have to throw a lot of things up at the wall until one of them sticks, or put a lot of them up at the same time. So here's one idea, okay? And I believe it is possible to do this, right? I mean, if as you hear the idea, you think, well, that's not possible. It is possible, okay? So here's the idea. A White House soap opera broadcast live every weeknight. I said every night originally, but no, every weeknight, with the goings-on in the White House, real and imagined, comma, dramatized, and without impersonation. Okay, so that's the prescription. So every night, yeah. I mean, let's say it's a half hour long. How do I know we could do it? Because they used to do it. That is how soap operas were broadcast every, all through the early afternoon. When I was a kid. They probably still are. I mean, it's a genre. I don't think they ever stopped being popular. I was never a fan of them, although I watched Dallas, and Dallas was an evening soap opera. And I think a lot of the TV shows that I like basically are really, you know, well-done soap operas. Like I talked about the West Wing early. I mean, you get engaged with the characters, and you identify. They start feeling like family, you know, like Toby and Josh and CJ and, what was the... trying to think of the chief of staff. I can't think of his name right now. And of course, there's the president and the national security. I mean, they were all, and there was Josh's assistant. I can totally picture, but I can't think of her name. Anyway, that basically was the soap opera. So you can do it because they used to do it. And here's the reason why it's really good programming. Because we keep hearing from inside of the White House, you know, reports, anonymous reports, about what it's like to be on a staff. And that, you know, it's like, you know, 8 hours of tantrums. Well, I have never seen Trump throw a tantrum. And I'm having a hard time imagining it. Well, but if this is what's in the report, and I'd like to see today, there would be a scene with him firing Bolton, you know, and or Bolton resigning. You pick it, you know. But and then some, you know, after you know, always a scene with the president acting like a 2-year-old and everybody having to stand around and listen to this, and as he lashes out at everybody and fires people and threatens people and calls up Kim Jong-un and talks with Putin and, you know, he has Moscow Mitch over. I mean, it's like endless. You've got a total cast of characters. Now, I don't think you should impersonate them because, I mean, you can impersonate everybody but Trump. And the reason why I say that is that Trump is himself an impersonation. As I said, it's a character that he's built up over 30, 40 years, and it is an impersonation of a person who he invented. Nobody is who Trump behaves like. That's not a real person. I mean, there's layer in there underneath which there's a person who is, you know, it's like that movie Watch Out. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I think it's what it's called. It was a great movie. I'm not going to tell you what the plot is because I don't want to spoil it. Get Out. Get Out is what it's called. Get Out, not Watch Out. Get Out. I'll put a link in the show notes on my blog, scripting.com. So, there's like Trump is an impersonation. So impersonating him is always going to fall flat. I never once laughed at Alex Baldwin's impersonation of Trump. There's a Trump cast thing where they have a podcast where they spend the first 5 minutes reading off things that Trump said in an impersonator's voice. And it doesn't in any way, the impersonation just doesn't work. He doesn't evoke Trump. And I'm sure the reason why is we see so much of Trump that we actually know all there is to know about how he communicates. The impersonations only work if there's a little quirk that you can reproduce and that triggers your impression of the person and that's all you need. But Trump isn't like that. We know a lot about Trump. We know too much about him to impersonate him. And, you know, and we don't even need it. You don't even, by the way, have to call the president Trump. Call him whatever you want. People will absolutely know right from the very first episode who he is, you know. It's like if you're watching Successor, you know, Successor? On HBO, which I just caught up with. And so who are they trying to do a deal with? Is it the Wall Street Journal, or is it the New York Times, or is it some combination of all of the other big publications? It's kind of hard to say, but it doesn't really matter because we're able to do the interpolation. The same way, if you're going to have a soap opera about the actual White House, You don't have to use their names. Just the characters have to map. So there has to be a daughter, a first daughter, and there has to be a wife, and there has to be the husband of the first daughter, and the two sons. Oh my God, it's like, you know, and not every episode, they don't even have to be great. They just have to be controversial. It's just like Trump doesn't have to be great. Trump just has to be controversial. All he has to do is make sure all we talk about is him. Well, and as I said earlier, we're giving in on that one. We're saying, okay, we're always going to be talking about him. But when we talk about him, we're going to be talking about the programming we did for our Trump. In other words, we're going to have our own Trump. And Trump has conditioned everybody to accept alternate versions of reality, right? I mean, you know, that was one of the very first things we had to get used to with Trump. So it's people are conditioned to accept it. It works. And I don't know why. I mean, so anyway, I'm putting that out there. If this manages to land on the desk of somebody who's in the entertainment industry, who is terrified by Trump and wants to win this election, plus also, I think the ads on this thing would be pretty good, you know. This is something to do. And if this doesn't work, we'll learn enough from it and we'll do something else. So anyway, try to make this reach. This idea, try to make it reach somebody who could actually do this, and that would be awesome. All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.